This is Real Talk on 91.3 FM.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to it. You are still tuned in to Voice of the Cape on 91.3 FM. This is Real Talk. Just off the bat, we had spoken just a little bit earlier ago to Ms. Safia Pathan, founder of the Homie Heat and Eat. And for those of you asking for her number, the number is 061-365-9784. One more time for you, it's 061-365-9784. They are based in Athlone, but they do also do deliveries. But doing some nice light warm-up stretches for us here in the studio this evening is none other than members of the Fundamental Footballs, Mr. Robin Reed and Israfil Burton. Assalamu alaikum to you, gentlemen. Welcome to Newsall.
Put up, put up.
Alaikum salam. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Shukran and yourself.
Always good, man, you know. Every way.
That's fantastic. Firstly, remind the listeners really quickly, who are you actually and what are you all about?
Where do I start? There's a lot of subdivisions under the registered business. There's a lot, so like, do I have to be specific or?
Specifically start with, where did Fundamentals of Football start? What is it all about?
Okay, so basically we all love soccer and we were previously coaching and we were like, yo, if we're doing it for other people, why can't we do it for ourselves? And we just had an idea and we executed it. So now we have a school, it's growing. But also, very importantly, like this guy on the right-hand side, I don't want to blow his own trumpet over here, but he was a big inspiration behind it because he was like, nah, man, look here, why don't we just do our own stuff? Well, we don't need to backchat anybody. We just do what we need to do. And it just started with a normal idea, and the execution of just happened like instantly after that, man. So, yeah.
And tell me, what is the main aims of your organization at the moment? When did it start, by the way? And when you spoke about we just a bit ago, who are you referring to?
So there's like, I could say, four founder members. It's Roscoe Hendricks, Joshua Weber, Oren Fieke, myself. We started Fund Football, and we just branched off into Fundamentals. We branched off into the clothing line that's going to drop. We branched off into the online gaming and the Fund Drape, which is launching in March. So
okay,
please do come, the two of you. This is like an open invitation.
If you don't, us.
Yes. Please do come, because if you don't, there's going to be a big problem. So we will need these people like yourselves. And maybe do nice interviews, because we're a bit rusty in this, to come down on the day. So 27th of March, that's when the clothing brand is going like live, basically to the public. So it's called Fund Drape. We mentioned the last time, so we're launching officially on the 27th. So, yeah, please do come down, man.
Inshallah.
And then, what will this drape include?
I don't want to give up a bit, like, too much. So, basically, it's going to be the Fund Drape. We're launching the logo. He has the t-shirt on over here.
You can check it out on Facebook a little bit later.
Yeah, so, that is what's happening.
But I want to check it out now.
Oh, it's on. So that's the logo in front of it. Yeah.
Also, Mr. Israfil Burton, he's just giving us a whole demonstration here.
Yeah,
nice,
because he's just believing. Because now, what have you said? You've been like, nah, I'm not in the camera. I don't like this design.
Nice and neat. That's
exactly. Do you like ice cream? Do you like ice cream?
I love
ice cream. Turn around, boom, in your face. Who doesn't like ice cream? You know what I mean?
Who doesn't like ice cream? Absolutely. But Mr. Burton, coming to you, tell us a little bit more about the inspiration behind this organization. You know, what are you guys really looking to achieve, especially now since you've branched out? What is the main aim there?
The main aim, basically, I could say, is just to find kids with some passion in them that loves football, so they can keep them off the streets. As you know, like, everyone is basically at home now. So many kids are seeing the wrong things, getting influenced by the wrong people. And we don't want them to idolize that. We want them to know that there is opportunities for them to grow, to become a better person, no matter your circumstances. So you have to keep pushing. One of it. So I can touch on a bit more about the aim of it. It's basically to bring that vibe of football again, all the way from the south to the north, because growing up, we all played different types of tournaments.
So yeah, tell us about that.
There was a Cape Fish, there's normally the Engine, there's the Kent Park under 23 tournament, there's the Bale under 19 tournament, which is basically the biggest under 19 tournament in South Africa.
Yeah.
Basically, so if at the time you were playing at, say, like, Tigerberg League, and then you get like the Wynberg Cape District Leagues. Mm-hmm. So that is where we'll meet each other basically to see now which leagues are better. Mm. You play in the Coke Cup as well. So there's all of those things that you're trying to bring back because the crowd is dying out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the, like, in the, like, sorry to break your word, sorry, but like, in this, our community especially, like, there's so much talent. I was speaking to Grant, which this, you know, is part of Loris, and he was telling me, like, Cape Town is a hot, it's like a hub, but they see that there's not the future in it, man, and that is a big problem because then they get caught up. And what, when I was speaking to him, he just said the mentality of the children is the problem. So if they don't have the right mentality, they are going to get lost.
Talk to us about that mentality, Mr. Reed, and why football is so important. What kind of values can you actually get out of the sport?
Well, there's a lot. There's a lot. Firstly, it teaches you self-discipline. That's very important. Like, if you don't respect the game, you'll definitely not perform the next day when you're playing. Because if you're not going to go early to bed the night before, come to the game, it's going to be... So, basically, for me personally, I saved my life. I said this the other day as well. So, I had a bit of a rough past, I would say. But without football, I don't know where I would have been. So, for me, that, like, kept me on the straight and narrow. Like, taught me self-discipline, taught me to work in a team, taught me to encourage my players, taught me how to, like, just simple things that you can basically use in day-to-day life. So, how are
you? And on that also, what Robin said about the football, the passion, all the values you can get. I met him through soccer.
Don't forget that.
We met through soccer.
Bromance.
Correct. Yeah, word.
And funny enough, we always came across each other, but we never knew who we were. Until one day, we walked into our office, and like, we know each other's face from somewhere. And then from that day, so basically, he was my mentor at his previous company. Just to remind him.
Like I said, he
was my mentor. I'm like, okay, fine. So the first time I met this guy, he threw me straight into the deep end. I was like, whoa, this is my second day here. This guy is telling me, you're going to do this whole lesson. I'm like, okay, fine. Fair enough. I'm keen. I do it. After that, he tells me, okay, actually, good job from there. He lets me do the warm-up from... So basically, he likes to test you. This guy loves to test you.
He pushed you.
But it's good.
He pushed you.
Basically, it's encouragement. Like you said, you learn encouraging. So basically, also with soccer, you have to take criticism. If you can't, your brain is going to be...
So, Israfil, has there been any success stories coming out of Fundamental so far?
There is, basically. So, all I can point out, okay, one of the reasons, we basically brought unity to a family that wasn't so close anymore. And that's a personal experience from me. So for
that's a big win.
Yeah, that's a massive one. As long as you can get family members to be on the same page with each other, then definitely they can encourage you to do better. So what we try to speak to the parents is about, like, don't try to shun your kids down when they do something wrong.
They need to learn.
The same the way with we coach. We're not going to shout at your child. We're going to try and correct to try to understand. So we try to explain to them why, how, and when they should do a certain thing. So they have to think for themselves. We have to enable that because primary schools... don't hardly do that. You hardly get that teacher that is always on the child's case or because there's so much kids. So, and all of them do the same test. So, but there's nothing wrong with that. The same with our system. They all do the same test, but at their own pace. When you're in school, you have to go. So basically, we work at the holistic level.
But also on that note, like the results, man, like the parents are saying, like, I didn't know my kid can do this. I didn't know, you know what I mean? And the feedback from them is that's what brings us, like, joy, you know what I mean? Because they didn't know the child can maybe do this or do that, and they surprise and sit back, and then, like, always positive encouragement, the feedback and the growth from when we started it till now. It's it's picked up. We started with 10 kids.
On that was 3 months. We started last year, October. By the end of December, we were on 48 kids.
Yes.
In 3 months. So that is one of the goals also that we came through and pulled through. Sorry to break you with there.
And then also, gentlemen, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but you did mention your expansion, but you also have a tournament coming up, I believe. Tell us a little bit more about that and how people can get in touch with you.
So at the current moment, we're looking to have the tournament on the 28th of March. So basically, if all the teams that have entered the tournaments again, they will see on our page on Facebook, on Instagram, mainly on Instagram. The guys are posting constantly about the tournament that is coming up, giving them some flashback Fridays, some throwback Thursdays, you know, just to remind them, like, we're doing it again. Are you guys interested? So they can check out the Facebook page, Fun Football. Same with Instagram, Fun Football. So, yeah.
Okay. Everywhere, on YouTube, WhatsApp, yeah. Instagram.
Oh, yes.
Any contact details?
I don't want to give my name out on E. I don't even want to do that because that's a bit risky, you know.
Okay, so basically, just check out the social media pages. Okay, JazakAllah Khair, my brothers, for joining us in studio this evening. Afwan, and may Allah grant you all the success in your business and may it reach and inspire many more.
Shukran, girl.
Awesome. And with that, let's head out for a quick little ad break. And when we get back, it's your donation of motivation.